succeed in business, refine and simplify ideas. When Derek Sivers ventured into business, he never aimed to start CD Baby, an online music store. Before this, he had tried several other businesses without success. What factors contributed to the success of this particular method? Realizing that the more you refine your ideas, the better chance they have to succeed is crucial. If you've been pushing a perfect idea for years without gaining traction, it might be time to reconsider. If you're not receiving significant positive feedback, it's wise to let go and explore new options. By continuously improving your ideas, you increase the likelihood of striking upon one that resonates with people. For instance, Sivers was pleasantly surprised when one of his ideas gained popularity among his musician friends, proving that persistence and refinement can lead to impactful creations. Create a business plan. Starting with a good idea is just the beginning. The next step is to outline simple numbers and create the core of a business plan. It doesn't need to be a complex 100-page document with long-term financial forecasts. Instead, you should aim for a straightforward plan that explains how your company will operate and how much money you'll need to get started. The key is to keep it logical and easy to understand. The clearer you are, the more people will grasp and believe in your idea. Avoid using complicated figures. Focus instead on explaining how your business will generate revenue and whether it will cover your expenses. When Sivers started CD Baby, he focused on just two key numbers: how much musicians paid to list their CDs on the site and how much they earned from each sale. These straightforward figures were all he needed to predict his business's future success. Tailor your business to target audience's needs. Defining a target market is crucial for meeting customer needs effectively. Rather than focusing on one large group, it's smarter to create tailored products or services for several smaller customer segments. Imagine customizing your offering specifically for one client, using her feedback to shape every decision. This approach ensures flexibility and security for your business, adapting quickly to varying customer demands. Consider this. What if a customer changes their mind suddenly and leaves? That could spell disaster for your business if you've put all your efforts into satisfying just one person. It's smarter to figure out which group of customers matters most and how to meet their needs effectively. This way, you'll be more adaptable and less vulnerable when a client decides to go elsewhere. You'll benefit from a wide range of opinions to steer your business strategy. Stick to your principles. You can't please everyone, especially as your business grows. You'll receive a variety of requests, but remember, you don't have to fulfill them all to succeed. Stay true to your principles and the promises you've made to your customers. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it. It's okay to leave some desires unmet. For example, despite pressure from record label executives, Sivers refused to feature their new talents on the site because it was meant exclusively for label-free musicians who lacked distribution options when the site started 15 years ago. Big ideas don't need big bucks. When most people think about starting a business, they focus on getting enough money first. However, having no funding can be a big advantage. Financial limitations are not a problem. You just need to start with the basics. So if you're low on cash but have a big vision for your business, don't worry. Money doesn't make ideas grow. What matters most is being helpful to people. That should be your main goal. Use whatever you have, even if it seems limited. For example, if you want to start tutoring but lack funds, begin teaching someone today. This helps you find potential clients and share your knowledge. Having limited funds can spur creativity. Big investors might provide top equipment and fancy offices, but are those essential? Not having much money often pushes you to find clever solutions to problems, making tasks easier, faster, and cheaper. Sometimes, this even expands your knowledge. For example, many people who are financially struggling still manage to dress stylishly, sometimes better than wealthy people. They achieve this by carefully choosing items they love, which can be mixed and matched in many ways. While it might take more effort and time, in the long run, This approach builds a business based on personal knowledge and innovative problem-solving skills. Respond to customer needs promptly. The customer is always right is a well-known saying that emphasizes the importance of satisfying customers for a successful business. Ultimately, your customers are the ones buying your products, so it's crucial to prioritize their needs. Your business should revolve around them, not just your profit or investors. By listening to their feedback and acting on it, you ensure your products or services meet their expectations and make their lives easier. This customer-centered approach not only aligns with your initial business vision, but also leads to long-term profitability. If your business is struggling, don't just focus on survival. Many companies aim for growth, but sometimes it's best to quit. Every business idea aims to solve a problem, but what if that problem is solved by someone else? For example, if musicians can easily set up their online stores, CD Baby would lose its entire customer base. Silver acknowledged this risk but remained unfazed. His goal was to solve problems, and if a solution already existed, he was ready to tackle new challenges. Staying connected with your customers can be challenging, but is crucial for success. Just remember, if you have something valuable to offer, people will appreciate hearing about it. Share, but don't overload responsibility. Most self-employed individuals struggle with delegation. When you run your own business, it's tempting to do everything yourself. However, not sharing responsibilities can drain your time and energy. Many entrepreneurs find it hard to hire and train others, which delays offloading tasks and protecting their resources. Failure to delegate can lead to burnout, while over-delegating can be disastrous. To strike the right balance, it's essential to invest time in training your employees properly. One effective method is creating a training manual. Start by noting down common challenges you face in running your business and their solutions. Over time, this manual will empower your team to handle issues independently, allowing you to focus on strategic tasks and personal interests. Successful delegation hinges on building trust and maintaining oversight. Maintain trust and control in employee management. To build trust with your team, openly delegate responsibilities and affirm your confidence in their abilities. At the same time, establish basic guidelines to ensure everyone operates within clear boundaries. While you don't need to closely monitor your staff, having structured rules and procedures prevents misunderstandings. For example, one manager empowered their employees with freedom and task management. However, they later discovered that an employee unilaterally proposed a profit-sharing plan without informing them. This incident highlighted the need for balanced delegation to avoid unexpected outcomes. Design your ideal career. Many dream of becoming a CEO at some point in their careers, while others dread the idea of managing at that level. If you fall into the latter group and still want to start a business, think twice. You might end up stuck doing tasks you dislike, and you shouldn't force yourself into a role that'll make you unhappy. Imagine starting a restaurant because you love cooking, only to find yourself spending less time in the kitchen as your business grows. Your role shifts to managing logistics and running the company, far from what you initially expected. Similarly, your employees deserve to enjoy their work. Instead of asking them what they excel at, ask what they truly love doing. Forget traditional job titles like head of finance or head of marketing. Let them choose roles based on their passions. This way, everyone can find fulfillment in what they do. Run your business, define your path. Running a business involves tackling even the most tedious tasks with excitement. Remember, traditional business advice may not fit your unique approach. Running a business is a creative endeavor that demands creative strategies. For instance, if your goal is just to break even without aiming for growth, that's perfectly fine. Whether you run a small tech startup without dreams of becoming the next Steve Jobs or being bought out by Apple, it's your call. Even seemingly routine decisions like social media posting should be made on your terms, free from judgment. Key points. 1. refine ideas persistently to increase their chance of success. 2. Create a straightforward business plan focusing on essential details. 3. Tailor your offerings to meet specific customer needs effectively. 4. Stick to your principles and promises to build trust and integrity. 5. Adopt creativity and problem-solving, even with limited resources. 6. Prioritize customer feedback to improve products and services. 7. Find balance in delegation to avoid burnout and optimize efficiency.